And away we go on the hi-fi, your Wi-Fi, your hi-fi, your Wi-Fi. Dope, oh, electronics today. Oh, read the instructions. Oh, sharp-eyed Magoo, with a fine print. Let's see now. Plug preamp jack into amplifier input. Hang down, you don't. Oh, hand me the screwdriver, Waldo, you dear boy.
That's all right.
Amplifier connects to speaker.
Play along.
Quiet, Waldo. Why, the boy needs help. He's not well. Turntable connects to...
But on!
Don't disturb me, Waldo. That boy's been alone too much. Oh, a child could build this do-it-yourself hi-fi set. Let's see now. Put record on turntable and turn power switch.
But on!
Oh, there's so much service noise. I can't hear the music. What orchestra is this?
I'm trying to tell you, Unc. You plugged in the washing machine.
Oh, great balls of fire. So I have rippling rhythm. Non-detergent jazz. Cool, man. Cool. Well, now let's see. If I turn these wires around... Oh, blasted washing machine. What's the matter now? Well, I'll stick my head in and...
Plug into the wire in the cabinet.
It looks all right to me. Maybe this wire.
Your nose is lighting up, Unc. It must be the wrong wire. Try this one.
Waldo, you poor boy. No appreciation of the finer things. You confuse the time you don't. The book says, turn bass control for more bottom. Slowly. Treble knob for more eyes.
Unc? Yeah, that's the most.
A wonderful reproduction. Magoo, you are a sound genius. Just like the book said, it must be the orthophonic curve.
The Marilyn who?
Oh, Waldo, you do need help, you are so sick. Listen. Enjoy.
Great Scott! Jukebox bass? It must be the speaker cabinet. can't be the hi-fi set.
They're tearing down the building next door, Runt.
Well, I'll put a stop to that, Waldo. I intend he can't do Magoo take steps in me. Hey, down there! Mind being quieter? Quiet, please! Quiet and quiet! Thank you. Oh, those eyes. Listen to those eyes. Oh, it must be around 30,000 cycles on the hi-fi cycle built for two. Now, who else but Magoo could hear 30,000 cycles? You can? Well, well, a hi-fido. Just a little joke, Fido. Just, down, you beast. Your master's voice. Back on the paper. Waldo, listen to that frequency response.
Sure, Unc.
Yes. This was composed for me by Sir Adrian Boggs. Call it Portrait of Mr. Magoo. Good sort, Sir Adrian. Rare discrimination. An idiot, but a true artist. Music like this these days. Just like Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart. You can't beat old Johann Ludwig and Wolfgang. Oh, those three, I tell you. The sound of a military brass band. Dude Dopo T. By George, that's music. Oomph, oomph, oomph of the mighty tuba. Love that overweight sound. I need better equalization. I'll just twist this knob.
Ow!
That'll teach you to keep your nose out of my business, Waldo. I'll turn this knob. Pumping Jehoshaphat and distortion and feedback.
That's the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yes, yes. So it is. The vacuum cleaner.
Waldo! Where's Fido?
I don't know, Unc.
Where is that? Oh, no, no, no. I've told that dog to stay away from that vacuum cleaner.
I'll get him out, Unc.
He went in a sheepdog and came out a Mexican hairless. All right, Fido. You go take a bath. Listen to the flutes. Rather like wooden meadowlarks. Hear them trill. The harp. Oh, Magoo, you coined a phrase. You done it, Magoo. Perfect high fidelity. You're a scientific mastermind. Magoo takes over where Edison left off. The fight song of my old alma mater, University of Wormwood Scrubs. Good old U of WWS, class of 03. Fight, fight, fight. Wormwood, Wormwood, love me. Say I be hard, say I don't see. A tiger roar, oh, oh. Wormwood, that? Oh, no, it couldn't be. Oh, my. Feed the canaries, Waldo.
Sure, Unc. Here, Dickie Bird, have a sandwich.
Two canaries and a dog are so much trouble. But the hi-fi book said I should have two tweeters and a woofer. First class. I wonder if it's worth it. I can hardly hear the music. Listen to the multicellular tweeter. So tweet, tweet, tweet. The exponential horns are braying and playing. Good balance and full dynamic range. I'll turn up the volume control.
Telephone.
Who could that be? Hello? Magoo speaking. No, not Ogilvy. Magoo. Capital M, small A, small G. Oh, you're Ogilvy. Next door? Trying to sleep? No, Mr. Ogilvy. I wasn't trying to sleep. Gentlemen of the old, let's be hard of hearing. Days in jail. Dad blasted judge. dead-headed policeman.
Listen, I have friends in high-five places. You'll hear from my lawyers, distortion and feedback. And you will, too.
You tell them, Mort.
The public just isn't ready for a high-five. Oh, and I am sweet.
When I'm sitting on my bed reading a fairy tale, Forever. life evolved. We're up on our hind legs, the problem solved. We are artists, we are mathematicians. Some of us hold extremely high positions, but we are tired, we're hardly breathing, and we're free. Go tell the women that we're leaving. We're sick and tired of all this self-serving grieving. All we wanted was a little consensual rape in the afternoon and maybe a bit more in the evening. We are scientists. We do genetics. We leave religion to the psychos and fanatics. But we are tired. We got nothing to believe in. We are lost. Go tell the women that we're leaving. We're hip to the sound of 6 billion people going down. We are magicians, we are deceiving. We're free and we're lost. Go tell the women that we're leaving.
From both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just a simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard is now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the story, you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a signing next week out on Forest Lawn. Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts, and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could never be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde and stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving, like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil, running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper.
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance. So Buffy didn't stand a chance, and the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf. So here's a toast to Jay-Z's health, and to Puff Daddy, Pete Diddy, or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever, cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dawg, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you can do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.
To you, cause I'm a
jungle Superman. Jungle Superman. Jungle Superman, and I live in a tree.
All the rest of the animals are afraid of me.
There is a bit of a lion, oh mama lion. I eat wild grass and I'm feeling just fine. Picked up a sheep, gorilla, tucked under one arm.
And the bravest, they all adhere to me. And the bravest, they all a dig of me.
tonight. I'm gonna hold you tight. Cha, cha, cha. Cha, wa, wa, cha, wa, wa. Cha, cha, cha. Cha, wa, wa, cha, wa, wa. Cha, wa, wa, cha, wa, wa. Just hold me tight. Me too.
Coming over, and we only have about enough grass left to roll one joint.
Thank you. Chihuahua, Chihuahua.
Look into my eyes. Like the sun is shining. Stars are flying. I'm gonna hold you right.
The Pattersons are coming over, and we only have about enough grass left to roll one joint.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
These are the 95 Live Free.